Exiled former Prime Ministers Nawaz Sharif and Benazir Bhutto filed nomination papers this week to run for a seat in Pakistan's upcoming parliamentary elections. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf says they will be jailed if they return. Their exclusion and constitutional amendments granting Musharraf more powers present an uphill battle for the opposition. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
If the enemy of my enemy is my friend, then Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif are surely Pakistan's newest odd couple. Longtime foes, Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party and Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League recently forged a loose electoral alliance aimed at keeping President Musharraf's political allies from winning in October. Retired Army Chief Aslam Beg.
And I think they have learned a very bitter lesson, that they did a lot of damage to democracy by following a policy of confrontation, trying to damage each other, and in the process they are responsible for the intervention by the army in 1999. And now, having been pushed to the wall, they both have no option but to stand together for the cause of democracy.
After he seized power from the unpopular but democratically elected Prime Minister Sharif in October 1999, Musharraf promised to return the country to what he called real democracy within 3 years. The president insists the October parliamentary elections will be free and fair, but the opposition is skeptical. Faratullah Babar is spokesman for the Pakistan People's Party.
In October 1999, not only the Pakistan People's Party, but by and large, many segments of the society gave him the benefit of doubt. And when he said that he's going to hold fair and free elections, people believed him. But then, unfortunately, like all the previous military dictators in Pakistan, General Musharraf also started treading the same course.
President Musharraf has done his best to ensure that neither Bhutto nor Sharif be allowed to return. A new law bans two-time prime ministers from seeking a third term, and corruption charges loom for both if they come back. Last week, Musharraf also announced nearly 24 changes in the country's constitution, greatly expanding his powers. The measures include extending his rule by 5 more years and give him the right to dissolve parliament. Hassan Iqbal is chief coordinator of Nawaz Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League.
Pakistan's future depends on protecting and preserving the existing constitution. Unfortunately, General Musharraf, for his own political objectives, is circumventing and changing the basic character of constitution and federation of the country.
The mainstream political parties say that Musharraf's wholesale amendments to the constitution may be his undoing at the polls. The popularity he enjoyed early on has waned. A referendum on his rule in April was widely viewed as rigged, and his unflinching support for the U.S. war on terror has earned him the nickname Musharraf. All this, the opposition says, may lead voters to reject the political parties associated with the current regime. Columnist Ayaz Amir says, maybe not.
Pro-government party, which is the Qaid Azam Muslim League, which is supposed to be the king's party, that has more candidates. They flock to what they perceive to be the winning side. They flock to what they perceive to be the side which has the blessings of the government. And the blessings of the government are very clearly, very obviously with the king's parties. And the PPP and the Pakistan Muslim League, Mr. Nawaz Sharif's party, are finding it difficult to field credible, viable, winning candidates.
Najam Sethi, editor of the Friday Times in Lahore, agrees. He says there is no real resistance to Musharraf at the moment, nor is there likely to be after the elections. Musharraf, he says, is in it for the long haul.
Musharraf says that he's characterized the current dispensation as a democratic dictatorship. He says he will oversee the transition to a true democracy. That is not going to be a true democracy. Parliament is going to be subservient to Musharraf. He will sack it if it doesn't listen to him. He will select hire and fire prime ministers and so on and so forth. It's going to be General Musharraf and nobody else, really.
As the election approaches, the government yesterday announced it is lifting a 2-year-old ban on public political gatherings. The Election Commission says it will rule next week on whether Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif's election applications will be accepted. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.